will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory on the chorus. Oh, when we all get to heaven. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory and sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace in the mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory on the chorus. Oh, when we all get to heaven. And let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day! Amen! Praise the Lord! When we all see Jesus, we'll sing, shout the victory. Then let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day, amen. When we all see Jesus, sing and shout the victory. Let's clap it to Him. Stand by you. Reach over and say, I love you. God bless you. I can't wait for that day. Amen. Just greet your neighbor there and then let's sing it all together. Oh, when we all, amen, get to heaven. Oh, when we all, amen, see Jesus. Amen. Heaven, what a day, what a day, amen. Oh, when we all see Jesus, sing and shout the victory. Oh, when we all, amen, get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all. Shout the victory. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you this morning. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Just to bask in the presence of the Lord, to worship our Lord Jesus, and to hear His Word.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we are sure missing our brother Joseph already.
Amen.
It's just not the same without him. But I'm sure he's listening in. We love you, brother Joseph, and we're
Amen.
Praying for you. We can't wait for you to get back. Amen.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all right. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We love him with all our heart. Amen. You may be seated. You know, and if there's anybody that wants to criticize that, well, you know, if you visit another church and their pastor left, they would be saying we miss brother so-and-so. So it's all right.
Amen.
So, but the criticisms come sometimes. But anyhow, it's still all right. We still love our brother Joseph.
Amen.
We just love the Lord Jesus. And we appreciate His Word. And I was just thinking, you know, this weekend just trying to pray and get ready and hearing these messages that we were fixing to hear. Now, I was just thinking about when Brother Brown was talking about that God in the beginning. There was nothing. It was just Him. And then the Logos came out, and then He created man in the spirit form, and then He put him in flesh and so forth. And Brother Brown was talking about that, and how in the evening time that Adam and Eve, and they would get together there in the garden, and then the Lord would come in that form and speak to him and say, "Good evening, how have you enjoyed your day today?" And talk to him and fellowship with him. And you know, that's what it is today. God has come in this generation in the form of the pillar of fire through His prophet and said, "Good evening, friends." I mean, it's the same God. Same God. I love that. Good evening, friends. I want to fellowship with you. I want to talk with you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I got you a little quote I'd like to share with you here. It's from the message, A Prisoner. And Brother Branham, let's see here. Excuse me, with all these gadgets, I am not, I'm just not, I get all messed up with all this, and I'm really sorry. But give me a minute here and I'll get together here for a second, but let's see here. Here it is. Sorry about that. But Brother Bram says on the message of prisoner, he says, "About a week ago in Jamaica, where I was missionarying, we send tapes all over the world.
Amen.
And the Seven Seals has got back into the islands of Jamaica.
Amen.
Way in the interior, and it's very primitive back in there, behind Blue Mountain. And the natives, sometimes they have a tape recorder we get for them that you have to like the old Victrola, crank it, and then let it play like that. Then every few minutes, somebody has to crank it. This group had a little battery, 6-volt battery or something, another playing the tape recorder, and they was all sitting together about what is here tonight, listening to those seals, I believe
Amen.
It was. And while I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came that same pillar of fire,
Hallelujah.
Moved over where the tape recorder
Amen.
Was, and settled down over the top of it.
Amen.
And they went and got a camera and took the picture of it. And just the same one, there it is, hanging right over it. Now we're getting it blowed up so we can put it on the billboard out there and you can see it.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
You can't get any more live ministry than that.
Amen.
That same pillar of fire is going to be here today.
Amen.
As we push that play button, it's going to speak to us.
Yeah,
it's going to minister to us the things we have need of.
Amen.
The pillar of fire, Brother Branham said, was a perpetual memorial
Amen.
To every generation.
Hallelujah.
Not only to that generation, but to this generation.
Amen.
And he's let us see the picture of it.
Amen.
Amen. I was thinking, a quote came to me in the adoption here. Maybe I can get that here for you just a minute. Brother Branham said on the adoption tape, he says this, I'd just like to share it with you. He says, quote, he says, I remember standing yonder, Brother Collins, some 30 years ago when this church wasn't built yet. It was a little tent meeting sitting here on the corner. My first meeting, I was preaching the same gospel. Same thing, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, believing every word to be the truth. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, divine healing, the powers of God, just like I preach it now. Never varied one inch from any of it. God's revealed more of it to me. So as He reveals it, I just keep bringing it on. He never takes away from what He has been. He just keeps adding more on to it. End quote. It's perfect. From 47, whatever tape it was, all the way through, it's perfect. No mistakes in any of it. It's perfect. Who spoke this message? Amen. It's thus saith the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. You know what? I was thinking, and I'm going to quit thinking here in a minute and sit down. Just give me one more minute. But I was thinking, you know, today, if it was on the news in all of our religious realms, of that we have found the literal voice of Jesus Christ. And we've got it on a recorder. And we want you to come hear it. Oh, the religious realms, they would just be all thrilled about it. And they would come to it and everything if it was in that way. But you know, God does things in a way that that's beyond our humanity. But you know what? We do have the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right on this message, we're going to hear it today. Amen. We do have it. It may not come in the form the world wants it in, but we got it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not angry. I'm happy. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. You know, just think of it. This letter, this message, it's a love letter to you. It's for you. You're a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. What an honor to stand before a portion of the bride of the Lord Jesus this morning. It makes a person feel about that tall. But you know what? I want to talk about you just for a minute. I want to talk about you. I want to liken you to that little widow woman in Elijah. Brother Branham said that that little widow woman was of the same nature of Elijah.
Amen.
She was of the same caliber of Elijah. Amen. And she was worthy to entertain God's prophet.
Amen. Hallelujah.
She did what that prophet said to the letter.
Yeah.
She was the same nature and the same caliber of Elijah. I just love that.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said, he says, you won't find it where God ever chose a group to lead out of the Bible. He says he always chose one man to do it.
Amen.
Amen. We've got, and we have a one man message.
Amen.
And that's where we stand, and that is what we believe. It's perfect. And it will be just as he said it.
Amen.
Amen. So now as we just transition here, I'm through thinking and I'm through talking. But I just want to greet y'all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We love you this morning. We just want to invite you to the feast.
Amen.
To sit down underneath the Lord's table and just feast on every word that you will hear this morning by the way of His messenger, Brother William Marion Branham. But before we go to prayer, I'd just like to sing a little song that I just love. And we practiced it about 2 months ago. I know you're not ready for this, but I just like to sing it anyway. Lord, I believe your word. That's what I'd like to sing to you. If you just give me an opportunity to sing this little chorus to you. I think they're going to have it up here. Yeah, there it is. It goes kind of like this. I think it's an F. It goes like this. Lord, I believe your word. All that the prophet said. When he speaks, it is God's voice. Calling out the bride today. When he speaks his voice so sure, the word finds a resting place. No matter how impossible, with God all things are possible. Lord, I believe your word. Drop it down just a notch. Lord, I believe your word. All that the prophet said. When he speaks, it is God's voice. Calling out the bride today. When he speaks his voice so sure, the word finds a resting place. No matter how impossible, with God all things are possible. Lord, I believe your word. Is that your testimony? Lord, I believe your word. Amen. All that the prophet said, when he speaks, it is God's voice. Amen. Calling out the bride today, when he speaks his voice so sure, the word finds a resting place. No matter how impossible, with God all things are possible. Lord, I believe your word.
Amen. One more time.
Oh, Lord, I believe your word.
Yes, Lord.
All that the prophet said, when he speaks, it is God's voice.
Amen.
Calling out the bride today, and when he speaks his voice so sure.
Amen.
The word finds a resting place. No matter how impossible, with God all things are possible. Lord, I believe your word.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Reach out and touch the Lord. I just love Him this morning. We have a prayer request here this morning. Just one, so we'll read it. Brother Larry Parker, hernia surgery, sent him home. He's in a lot of pain. But we have a great God.
Amen.
That takes away the pain. Amen.
Amen.
So, as we get ready to bring this request to the Lord, I know that there's many of you. I have something on my heart. I have needs on my heart that I'd like the Lord to see. But even those things that I don't know about, that He needs to work on me about, Lord, here I am. Lord, work on me. Help me, Lord. Draw me near. Whatever it is, Lord, help me. So let's just put that before the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. I just want to be totally yielded to you, Lord. I want to be surrendered. Here I am, Lord. Just help me, Father. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. to you this morning with bowed heads and hearts, Lord, before you. Lord, we want to give you thanks for saving us and giving us eternal life. Thank you for this message, Lord, and the messenger, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, for giving us a love letter, Lord, to give us the secrets, Lord. You wouldn't hold it back from Abraham, Lord, and you don't hold it back from your little bride today. Thank you for it, Lord. We're unworthy, we know, Lord, but thank you so much, Lord, for reaching down and picking us up and drawing us to yourself, Lord. Lord, we're just needy people, Lord. We're looking to you, Father. You know all about us. You know how to work on us. You know how to draw us nearer to you. And Lord, we just commit ourselves to you, Father. We place this request into your hands, Lord. And we know that you're faithful, Lord. You're faithful, Lord, to bring every promise to pass. And Lord, we also bring before you Brother Joseph and Sister Valerie, Lord. And Lord, we miss them. Lord, would you just encourage them, Lord, and wherever they are, just put your arms around them, Lord, and encourage them and lift them up and give them the strength and the rest that they need, Lord. God, encourage them. Give them a refreshing, Lord. Lord, bring them back safe, Lord. We love them, Lord. Be with Brother Branham's family today, Lord. Encourage them, strengthen them, Lord, wherever they are. Lord Jesus, we love them. Lord, whatever we can do, Lord, we want to just be a help. Whatever we can do, Lord. If we can do nothing but just pray for them, Lord, help us to do that. Lord, as this message goes forth around the world, Lord, be with your little bride around the world. Lord, we're in one mind, one accord, Lord. We're sitting, we're getting still, Lord, so we can hear the voice of God speak to us. To speak to us the things we have need of, Lord. To feed us on that word, Lord. Be with them, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We commit this service. We invite you into this service, Lord. We want you to feel welcome, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord. We want to be in, you to be in full control of this service, Lord. We love you. We place it all in your hands, Lord. We look to you, Father. And we ask you to help us. And we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's reach out and touch the Lord
as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. For He is passing by this moment, your needs to touch the Lord as He goes by.
One more time.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. It's an honor and privilege to be here this morning. So good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Looking forward to this message that we're about to hear. And you know, as we travel through this pilgrim land, there's nothing like holding on to Jesus' hand. Amen.
As I travel through this land, singing...
Oh, wrong song, I'm sorry.
I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. He leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. And this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. And through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. And hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. And keep me that I may be holy thine and sing redemption songs someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. And through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, oh, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Dear Lord, thankful we are, Lord, to be able to come out into your house, Lord, to worship you. And Lord, we invite you into our midst and pray that you would come and meet each need. Lord, quicken your word to each heart and help us all, Lord, to draw up closer to you and to make ready for your soon coming. Bless these tithes and offerings, we pray, Lord, for your work. And we ask all this in your precious name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, hold my hand, and I need
Messiah is the King of Kings. The Messiah is the Lord of Lords. The Messiah is the King of Kings. The Messiah is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Sisters, He rolled back the water.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye, and all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and when I look upon his face, yes, Lord, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through
this.
And there'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
If you could all stand.
Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. But we, as we look for that day, he sent us to us a prophet with, amen, thus saith the Lord. That little widow woman, Brother Branham said, I said it before, I just say it again, I love it. She was the same caliber of Elijah. The same nature of Elijah. She not only heard Elijah, she did what he said.
Amen.
Lord, give me ears to hear. Help me, Lord, to put it into action.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. As we get ready to hear, thus saith the Lord, I just want to get ready. I want to get on the edge of my seat and get ready to hear every word.
Yes.
Just like Rebecca on that camel. Eliezer, tell me more about Isaac. What's he like? I want to know more about him. Hey, man. She was listening for everything. She couldn't wait to sing.
Amen.
Brother, that's my heart. Our anticipation is ready. We want to get ready. As we get ready now, let's put everything aside. Everything, and get ready to hear, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
It's perfect. It's the voice of God to us. Amen. Now let's sing it to our Lord. Only believe. Amen. Only believe, and all things are possible. Only believe.
only believe, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
God bless you. You may be seated. It's a privilege to introduce to you God's servant and prophet, Amen. Brother William Marion Brown. God bless you.